Can't you see it? The world running on EVs and renewable energy? Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Okay, so that's with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, grilled onions, ketchup, and hold the pickles.
You know what you like. You wouldn't order your burger just any way. Why should your sports talk be any different? With Chapters on the free Odyssey app, you can choose the topics that matter to you most. Whether it's reactions, matchup previews, injury updates, or team news, quickly find what you really care about. Your football talk, your way. Download the free Odyssey app and start listening today.
As we reflect back on the 2024 season, there were some tremendous football played across the country. We know how the seven winners panned out here in the state of Florida. But standing alone on the top, Matter Day from Santa Ana, California, somebody who is busy around the entire clock. I mean, he just knows what to do, checks out every team, every player, Zach Poff from Max Preps, kind enough to join us. Zach, thanks so much for taking the time. And wow, another year in the books, and certainly a lot of great football played from coast to coast.
Yeah, man, it always is crazy to me. I feel like the football season just seems to fly by. And, you know, we got our All-America teams coming out this week. And then after that, I'm going to finally take a nice little two-week vacation, man, and just finally kick back.
You deserve it. I mean, yeah, like I said, you work hard. You know, I know the work you put in, a lot of film watching, a lot of coaches to talk to. But this year panned out pretty good. We kind of knew that coast to coast, from wire to wire, Matter Day. I mean, you said it at the beginning of the year. It is a team loaded up with talent, a couple of young kids, but a lot of veterans. Talk about what they did to hold down that number one spot.
Yeah, I mean, it's even crazy when you look back at the season they had. They had eight wins against teams that finished ranked in the Max Preps top 25. There was no other school in the entire country that even just played five teams that finished ranked in the top 25. They pretty much breezed through every game. They had one close game against St. John Bosco in the section championship game, but really outside of that, they dominated. It really made my job pretty easy for them to go wire to wire as the number one team in the country. When you just look at them, a good quarterback in Dash Byerly, a strong running game with Jordan Davidson, a kid who's going to Oregon, great wide receivers, outstanding offensive line, and then they're just tremendous on all three levels on defense too. So it was tough though, man, because, you know, Milton out in Georgia, they had a great year. They went 15-0, won their second straight state title. And then North Crowley out in Texas, you know, they played the best teams in the state of Texas and won every single game and went 16-0. So, you know, those two teams were in the mix, but, you know, Modern Day, the schedule they played and the way they won, it was pretty easy choice for them to go wire to wire at number one.
You know, Zach, you and I looked at the beginning of the year with the Broward County Showcase, and we talked about how quickly it's got a reputation. Well, you look at the fourth and fifth team, and Bishop Gorman and St. John Bosco of California were both into that event. Number 11, Chaminade Madonna was in there. St. Thomas Aquinas, Plantation, American Heritage.
And Milton, too. Milton finished number two
and
also.
Like I said, in Milton, too. I mean, it's mind-boggling. I mean, where you could put that much talent. Talk about that, because I think that says a lot. That speaks volumes for the job that that Sean Serra and Kevin Perry have done over the last couple of years to get these type of programs. And, you know, St. John Bosco wants back every year. And I don't blame them. It's a great trip for them. They got a good an early look at Chaminade, who got much, 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 much better as the season progressed. But talk about a tournament like that. I mean, it's tough to put in the words where you could get two of the best teams in the West, and Gorman and Bosco, along with, as you mentioned, the best team in Georgia, with some pretty good teams in Florida.
Yeah, you know, Dr. Kevin Perry has done a tremendous job really setting that event up and, you know, getting the marquee programs around the country to play some of the best teams in, you know, South Florida. So it's crazy because it's so new, but it's already established itself as being the best high school football showcase in the entire country. And I don't even really think there's a close second. I mean, they have established themselves by bringing in the best talent. Every year you get best teams from California to come over, best teams from Georgia. You'll see a St. Francis Academy in it. So they, Kevin Perry and the crew has done a tremendous job. And it's nice for us, man, as high school football fans and people that cover this sport, is you get to see elite talent and the elite teams play against each other. It makes my job easier when it comes to ranking, because they're actually facing off against each other and answer the question who really the best team is. And, you know, like you said, you have the number two team go out there, number four, number five, and also, number 11, Chaminade Madonna was also in it too. So, you know, Aquinas as well, who finished in the top 25 after winning their sixth straight state title.
Yeah, and American Heritage Plantation is a program that lost Diabelle in the second game of the playoffs, state playoffs, and used Malachi Toney as their quarterback.
Crazy,
When he went against Darian Coleman in probably the best state championship game, he even looked better than him.
It's crazy, man. Hey, you know, it's insane because, you know, Javon Boggs for Coco had a tremendous season. He there was a good chance he was going to be the Florida Player of the Year for us, but when Malachi Toney comes in and fills in at quarterback and leads Heritage to a state title, and, you know, they played some good teams. I felt like that was the toughest playoff bracket in all of Florida. And Malachi Toney comes in at quarterback. In the state championship game, he completes his first 15 passes. It's kind of like they're drawing up a movie, man. Like, that is some movie stuff right there. And it, just a tremendous kid, a great football player. And, hey, I tell you what, man, Miami's got to be happy with this class they got coming in, because they got him, you know, obviously Luke Nickel, who's going to be a big-time quarterback, and then SJ Lofatuli. You know, those three really headline a very talented class Miami's got coming in.
Yeah, no doubt. Before I let you go, you take a look at a team like St. Thomas Aquinas. Now, it was an off year, air quotes, off year. They won their sixth straight state championship. They shut out Lakeland, a team that, you know, you had them, ranked. Had them ranked throughout the entire year. It was basically a no contest game. I mean, and you know as well as I do, something about the blood in the water about St. Thomas, because they smell it around playoff time. They certainly took it wire to wire. And then Chaminade Madonna, you know, lost a tough game to open the season. I mean, they had a lot of kids to replace. Anytime you have six Power Four kids, you have to replace on one team. That's pretty, and especially a lot of them.
Jeremiah Smith, too.
That goes.
He's already the best player in college football. So,
yeah, well, we said if he was coming out this year, he might have been the first player picked.
Oh, 100%. 100%. Yeah. He would be the number one pick.
But certainly a great year for everybody, and we thank you, as always, for being there for us and doing such a great job. Obviously, we'll touch base in the off season, see how things are going. Sorry about your 49ers.
I'm a Bucks fan. I'm a Bucks fan, man. We got in, man. I'm a Bucks guy. So, yeah.
Okay. Well, next week I'll be working when my Rams will be playing on Monday evening. Against a Minnesota team they already beat. So
I'm taking the Rams, man. I like the Rams in that game. And real quick, man, how great is it to be a football fan right now? You got college football playoffs Thursday, Friday. And then you get NFL playoffs Saturday, Sunday, Monday. So it's going to be a nice, relaxing week from Thursday to Monday, just watching some playoff football.
I hear you. I'll be there Thursday for Penn State and Notre Dame. I'm looking forward to it.
Oh, nice.
Zach, I can't thank you enough, man. Have a good one. We'll talk soon.
All right, Larry. Appreciate you, man.
Good stuff. Zach Poff from Max Preps. There's no other. He does such a great job.